His face was lined with the pain and worry of the last few days.
"Let him sleep," said Crow. "I'll wake up Skye and tell him."
Skye was our host. He and his wife, Earth, had let us stay with them while we visited the Whispering Stones. I looked as they slept soundly on the other side of the fire. They seemed completely at peace, and I thought of my own mother and father asleep around their own fire back on Great Island. Did they miss me? I wondered. Did they ask the spirits to watch over me, like they had promised? Crow shook Skye awake.
"Wolf and I are going after rain," she whispered.
"So early,"
mumbled Skye, wiping the sleep from his eyes. Crow nodded.
"Tell Moon to wait for us here."
"And please look after him," I added, hauling my bundle to my shoulder. Shadow, realizing we were setting off, pattered over to the wooden door.
"The spirits go with you," said Skye, "and may they protect you from harm."
Crow and I slipped out into a cold, misty night, which made me shiver. The mist in the land around the Whispering Stones was very different from the fog on my island. Back home, it was thick. It looked almost like fire smoke and was...